long time ago, there was an arm that reached out from somewhere through eternal space,
Lord,
and began to form and fashion something that was going to become a world.
Lord.
And He created it as He saw fit. And He scooped off of this world dust, and He formed a man, and into this man He breathed the breath of life. And man became a living soul.
Lord.
And He placed man in a garden and started him out on his way. Man had a beginning. Everything was new. There was nothing bad in this world. Everything was great. Everything was nice. But man failed. You know the story, without us going through it all, how that sin entered into the Garden of Eden. Man took of the forbidden fruit. From that time forth, man had knowledge of good and evil. And man began to multiply upon the earth. And it repented God that He even made man, because the knowledge of good and evil, it wasn't an equal amount of knowledge that man was absorbing. It seemed that their hearts were on evil continually. And they were walking away from the good things that God had provided. And God said, I'm sorry I even made man, the beautiful creature that He fashioned in His own image. So God reached down with the power of an outstretched arm. He touched the elements and it began to rain. But Noah found grace in the eyes of God. All the beasts that didn't make it to the ark, and all mankind that didn't heed the warning, were destroyed from the face of the earth that God had made. And when man stepped forth from the big boat and once again was able to stand upon this earth, man had a new beginning. But as you know, evil continued to prevail. As time went on, God once again repented that He even made man. I'm sorry I even made man. Can you imagine God repenting that He even made man? But God found certain ones that chose good rather than evil. And He looked down on those beautiful creatures. He said, that's good. That's my servant down there. He spoke to Moses in the fire and the burning bush. He said, pull off your shoes, Moses. The ground on which you stand is holy ground. He spoke to His prophets and He calls Him to write beautiful words. Like to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him, and he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquity. Who has believed our report? Isaiah didn't really know all about what he was writing about. But he said, who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? I tell you, to whom the arm of the Lord is revealed to, it calls out a reaching up to take hold of the outstretched arm that reaches down to give man a brand new beginning. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him right now. God, we love You. Hallelujah. We love You, Lord. We love You. For He was wounded for our transgressions. Sometimes, many years ago, I don't know when, God spoke through His prophet as He saw the iniquity on this world. And He said, behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and His arm shall rule for Him. I like this. He shall feed His flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with His arm and carry them in His bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. And we can go on through the Word of God, and we can read the Psalms, the outstretched arm, how God reaches down. His hand reaches still. His arm is reaching still. And He speaks to his people, saying, if you will turn from your wicked ways, come unto me, I'll still heal you. I'll still receive you. I'll still forgive you. I will receive you unto myself. Oh, sing unto the Lord, David said, a new song. For he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. Where is all the outstretched arm of God? Isaiah wrote about it when he said he was wounded for our transgression. Can you see Jesus hanging on an old rugged cross with arms stretched out, hanging there and bleeding and dying for the transgressions of mankind? Hallelujah! That's something to rejoice about. That's something to get happy about. Can you imagine the victorious feeling that must have came across the little woman who had been caught in the act of adultery when she was brought to the outstretched arm of God? The power of God that had become flesh, the power that had made the earth, the power that had made all things, the power that later was to say to Paul, who was stricken on the road, when Paul said, who art thou, Lord? That same one that was going to say, I am Jesus. Stood there face to face with an adulterous woman. He said, what can I do for you? And these men started saying, she's a terrible lady. She's a street walker. Started accusing her of terrible things. And the power of God said to those men, let him that is without sin among you cast the first stone.
Amen.
Every one of them had to leave because the minds of men were still torn between good and between evil. Some of them were choosing to do good, but most of them chose to do evil rather than good. And one by one, they began to walk away. And a little lady was left standing there face to face with the outstretched arm of God.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus reached down and began to write on the ground with his finger the ground that he had made. I don't know what he wrote, but when he got through writing, he spoke to that little lady and said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. And she had a fresh new beginning. Hallelujah. Let's praise him one more time. He's a merciful God. A merciful God. Hallelujah. Any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Right.
All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Why? Because he's the Lord. Because he's the King of kings. Because in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Right. Right.
Ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power. How much power does he have? I don't know. But he said, I made the earth and the man and the beast upon the ground with the power of my outstretched arm. And I have given it unto whom it seemed meet unto me. Hallelujah. That's my God. That's the God that fights my battles for me. That's the God that sees me when I'm in trouble and I don't know what to do. And I turn around and the same one that made the world says, let me fight this battle for you. Hallelujah! That's the God that goes before me. That's the God that walks with me. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Hallelujah! Let's praise him together.
Jesus. gulf of time to cleanse my